Well, the World Series kept many of us up late last night, at least later than usual. And if you stayed up long enough to see the first inning, you saw enough. The Detroit Tigers jumped out to an early lead in Game 2. Pitcher Kenny Rogers never gave up that lead, though he did get caught in controversy. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Detroit.
With all due respect to Tigers' Carlos Guillen, 3 important hits, and Craig Monroe, a second World Series home run, last night, once again, belonged to an excitable, middle-aged left-handed pitcher who has become the darling of Detroit. Kenny Rogers is almost 42, and on a team with young studs who can throw 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, many of his pitches couldn't beat a car going 80 down the freeway. But no one was talking about speed after Rogers held the Cardinals to 2 hits and no runs in his 8 innings of work. He has now pitched 23 playoff innings in a row without giving up a run, which, he was reminded at a post-game press conference, puts him in Hall of Fame company.
23 consecutive scoreless innings in this postseason. The record is 27 by Christy Mathewson. Are you aware of that, and what do you think about that?
I'm no Christy Mathewson, that's for sure.
But, In fact, before this season, Rogers' national reputation was closer to Attila the Hun. Last year, he infamously shoved 2 TV cameramen and threw a camera to the ground. Now, his emotions appear to have been successfully channeled to the pitcher's mound. His fist pumping and screams and his pinpoint accuracy have become the indelible images of the baseball playoffs. Rogers credits a cathartic first-round playoff victory against his former team from New York.
Without a doubt, I believe going out there and having success against that Yankee team was huge for me, huge for my confidence. It just, as an athlete, it gives you that release to where sometimes it's your own mind that gets in the way, and I think mine got in the way earlier on, but really, right now, I'm trying not to think too much and just go out there and compete.
But an incident last night threatened to derail the Kenny Rogers feel-good story. TV cameras picked up what appeared to be some substance on his pitching hand as the game began. Then the camera showed that the substance was gone an inning later. It raised suspicions that Rogers might have been using something illegal to doctor the ball. After the game, Rogers was asked about the sudden disappearance of the substance.
Did somebody complain or did...
No, I just saw
it.
Do it
on your own?
No, I saw it. I didn't know it was there until after the inning, and then went and took it off, and it was good.
So the umpires didn't mention it at all to you?
No.
In fact, the home plate umpire told Rogers to clean his hand. That's according to baseball's umpire supervisor, Steve Palermo, who met with reporters to try to clarify the situation. Rogers said the substance was a mix of dirt and rosin, which are legal. Palermo said umpires observed it was dirt, although they never inspected Rogers' hand. Still, Palermo stressed there was nothing done intentionally. In other words, no cheating.
There is absolutely no detection that Kenny Rogers put anything on the ball by any of the umpires.
Both managers tried to downplay the situation, saying Rogers pitched great after the substance was gone. But that didn't appease everyone. Last night, ESPN reviewed tapes of Rogers from earlier playoff games that reportedly revealed a substance on his pitching hand that looked the same. Already, at least one columnist has referred to the controversy as Dirtgate. With the series heading to St. Louis for Game 3 tomorrow, even some well-mannered Midwestern baseball fans might be tempted to keep the issue percolating. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Detroit.